Lobster fishing used to be pretty straightforward.
The first thing you got to remember is you're taking the lobster fishery and you're flipping it upside down and you're shaking it.
Mike Lane is a lifelong lobster fisherman out of Cohasset Harbor. His dad fished for lobster before him.
How are you going to teach 60-year-old men that don't know how to use computers how to use a computer?
Pretty soon, lobstermen may be asked to find their traps using computers instead of buoys. New fishing technology is being developed to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. It's called ropeless fishing. Lobstermen would be able to work their traps without fishing line.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this technology will work well for the industry.
Mark Baumgartner is at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. He's part of a team working on the latest evolution in ropeless fishing.
It's going to be a challenge to get the industry on board because it's a big change. It's a huge change, and I understand that. But I think for the survival of the right whales and the survival of the industry, I think we have to continue to develop ropeless fishing.
Out on the water, lobstermen know not to lay their traps on top of other fishermen's gear because of floating buoys. The buoys are attached to a long line connected to their traps on the ocean bottom. Ropeless fishing does away with the buoy and the line.
If you take that buoy away, we have to have some other way to communicate where that gear is on the seafloor. It's like putting a homing beacon on every single trawl that's out there. It's as if the fisherman is looking out and can see a buoy, but instead of seeing a buoy, he's looking on his navigation system and he sees a dot.
The new technology would send a signal to the computer on a fisherman's boat, taking away the need for the long fishing lines. Without those lines, the whales would have safe passage, but there are complications.
The initial knee-jerk reaction is that there's no way that it can work. And I can understand fishermen saying that because they haven't seen any prototype or their prototype hasn't been tested.
John Havlin is president of the South Shore Lobster Fishermen's Association. The association represents about 100 Massachusetts lobstermen who have already had to accommodate strict regulations to protect the whale, including a yearly 3-month closure in Cape Cod Bay and Massachusetts Bay.
I've been lobstering for 42 years, and all of that time I've been with a vertical line and a buoy. So there's a number of testings that would have to be done. Somebody is going to have to come forward with a considerable amount of money and ask for a considerable amount of research to actually move this forward.
Havlin thinks that instead of using only the ropeless fishing technology, a combination of older, current, and new technology could be used. Switching over completely to ropeless is too much too soon.
It would be like trying to throw a touchdown pass every time you were playing football. Maybe sometimes it would be prudent to get a first down, and that would be to minimize the entanglements.
It's hard to know now what the price of the technology would be, but the gear could cost several thousand dollars per fisherman.
I don't know how much more the government can throw at the fishing industry and expect us to stay in business.
That's Mike Lane again, the fisherman out of Cohasset. For the last 3 months, Lane hasn't been able to fish his preferred spots because of closures to protect whales in Cape Cod Bay. When he can, he's fishing more dangerous areas, and he's frustrated.
There's nothing like sitting on the sidelines looking at this boat going, can't wait to use it. I mean, you know, this stuff isn't cheap.
Lane knows that fishing lines can lead to whale deaths. He also knows that a collaborative effort between scientists and fishermen could help the whales and could even allow him to fish in closed-off areas. But while he sits and waits at the Cohasset docks, his fishing grounds closed, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen soon enough. For WCAI, I'm Sam Houghton.